Let's get into our lesson today. In my teaching yesterday, I did not finish the lesson of the day before. It was my intentions of finishing the lesson from the previous day. But I started talking about prayer. And of course, when you start talking about prayer, it's hard to find a stopping place. And as I was talking, more stuff came. The Spirit brought in more things to my mind. It was as though it came in on the wings of the morning. So I continued to speak that which the Spirit was urging me to say. But today, hopefully I will continue the lesson that I started 2 days ago. My scripture reading for 2 days ago was in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, and Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5. I'll read them now. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has it entered into the minds of men what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the wonder worker. The Holy Spirit is the one who brings us revival. I believe the main reason we do not have heaven-born, heaven-sent, Spirit-operated revival in our church is that we are contented to live without it. Lesser blessings make us happy. A bigger attendance this year at Easter or Christmas elevates the joy of many promotional-geared churches. Others boast of a bigger offering for missions. But I say this, the devil and hell fear none of these flesh-born goals. Revival alone shakes the devil's kingdom, breaks his power, robs him of eternal possessions, and releases his captives. Out of revival alone comes people who will willingly hazard their lives for the sake of Jesus Christ. Revival alone inspires people to carry oversized loads without a murmur, as did their Lord. Men who will blaze new trails, where souls by the millions now sit in darkness and the shadow of death. This statement that Paul wrote does not apply to everybody. Paul was not talking to just anybody. Paul was talking to a peculiar people, a holy people, a royal priesthood, a called out people, a separated person. Paul was talking to a royal priesthood. Paul was talking to people who loved God, who wanted revival. Paul was talking to the church. Paul was talking to us. Jesus has given authority to the entire world to judge whether or not we are believers on the basis of our love for fellow believers. Love is the badge that identifies us as believers of Jesus Christ. Those people that are around us, Christians around us today, who are bored by doctrine, who cannot fathom theology, doesn't understand love. People look at Christians before they look at their doctrine. They form their opinions about our religion when they see how we behave. If they like the melody, they will listen to our song. If what they hear is discord, then the lyrics of our faith seldom register in their lives. As believers in Jesus Christ, we need to make a clear unequivocal commitment to loving each other as family for our sakes and for our witness to a watching world. Many Christians today want revival, but they don't love God. They don't love their fellow churchmen. Many Christians struggle in this area. It is said that the Christian is the only Bible that some people will ever read. To get all that God has in store for us, to be all that we can be in 2022, we must fall deeply in love with God. The old saint said it like this: if you love the Lord, you ought to show some signs. Jesus told Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. The question is, what are we feeding God's sheep through our lifestyle? When we love the Lord with all of our hearts, all of our minds and souls, then and only then will we be able to love each other and love ourselves and have an old-fashioned revival. If you want to experience real joy, unspeakable joy, you have to get your love in order. You can't spell joy any other way. Once you have fallen deeply in love with God, you qualify for all of His benefits. No eye have seen, nor ear heard, what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. God has prepared some wonderful things for you and I. Already, God has prepared your deliverance, your healing. Already, God has prepared a career for you, a bright future for your children. Already, God has prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Already, there's no need in fretting about the new year. 1,000 years is like yesterday to the Lord. Time is in God's hand, and He has it under control already. But God has revealed them to us by His Spirit, Paul informs us. Paul informs us that we have a source full of love, grace, mercy, and power. We can receive power from this source. We can receive the anointing from this source. We can receive favor from this source. This source is the Holy Spirit. The Lord has already prepared the blessing. To get yours, you have to embrace the things that God is going to do for you in 2022. Because, friend, you haven't seen nothing yet. God is going to do more than you are able to even imagine. God has a plan for your life. God has a revival for your spirit. God has things for you to do that you cannot even comprehend. So prepare yourself for the blessings of God. Cleanse yourself from all unrighteousness of the flesh. Tune your heart in with God. Pray always. Do what's right always. And you will find that miracles will begin to take place in your life in 2022.